Welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey, a weekly podcast featuring real and practical spiritual conversations from fresh perspectives here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. Today, episode 260, Prosperous Summer, Giving. And now your host, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Hello and welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey. My name is Cynthia Alice Anderson. I'm the host and I'm here today in my home studio in Orlando, Florida. And I'm excited about bringing you the show today and excited to have you along with me on the spiritual journey. This journey we call life, as I'm fond of saying. So whether you're driving in your car or sitting at your desk or cleaning the house and listening to the show, we welcome you to it. And I'm honored and blessed to have you along the journey. And also really honored to be able to share some of my 30 years of learning with you through the podcast. And friends, I'm always delighted that when I learn something in my life, to be able to pass it on, because then you don't have to go through life's hard knocks to learn it. You can just learn, you can learn through listening and not have to make maybe some of the mistakes I have. So this is one of the key reasons I do these topics and I do the show. I want to help you. I want to really help you learn to grow, prosper, and evolve. So we are beginning our summer series. I say beginning. We are in the second week of our summer series called Prosperous Summer. Prosperous Summer. This is show 260, believe it or not. And the title of today's show is Prosperous Summer. And our special topic is giving. Giving. This last week, we talked about a type of giving, which is called tithing. And if you haven't listened to that show, I want you to go back and listen to it, because I promise you, if you begin to tithe, you will begin to see God's abundance, the amazing flow of the universe in your life and in your world, and especially, friends, in your financial world. So we talked last week that tithing was a practice of trust, and that it is also a way of saying thank you to the universe. And as a dear friend of mine says, hey, here's the good news. You get to keep 90% and you're only giving back to the place of your spiritual feeding 10%. So last week was on tithing and this week is on giving. And you say, now what is the difference? Well, first of all, I want to be very, very clear in what I'm saying. All giving is good. All giving is good, whether the giving is financial or whether it is, as the founder of the 4T Prosperity Program says, tithing of your time, talent, and treasure, right? So however you choose to give, it's good. But giving is different from tithing. Tithing is just a type or a way of giving, and tithing is a spiritual practice and discipline all its own. And I wanted to take the time to differentiate it, because I find that churches, institutions, and even individuals have a really hard time with this. And I take a pretty strict approach to my definition of tithing and giving. So again, let me repeat, all giving is good. All giving is good. So when I say all giving is good, I want to be very clear. Giving puts you in the flow with all good. Giving of your time, giving of your gifts, giving of your finances, giving to your community at large, giving to your children, giving to your family, giving to those maybe who need a hand up. So I want you to think about right now, what type of giving are you doing in your life right now? Is there anything, and is there any way right now that you're giving of yourself? Just think about those ways for a moment. Are you giving of your time? Are you giving of your gifts? Are you giving to help those in need, to your family? Think about that. Think about that. Where am I giving? Am I giving right now? I wanted to talk about this on its own week, very specifically, because as a society right now, we are in a taking mode. As a society, we are in a taking mode. What I mean by this is that we're in a place where we can provide for ourselves. We can have mostly our wants and needs through the press of a button, given the fact that we have financial support to be able to do that. Basically, we can order or call up on the internet any definition or information that we want and need in a moment's notice. So why is this important? Well, I'm speaking to what's happening in society at large, and maybe you're starting to notice a theme that I'll often say, this is what's happening in society, but here is the spiritual practice and principle. So I'm mentioning this because as what's happening as a society is what's setting up the consciousness of taking. Now, the good news is things are easy to obtain than they were years ago. Well, there's a real plus in that. There's a real benefit to that. But we've gotten into the point now, we've gotten to the point now where we are almost addicted to having everything instantly. And so we become accustomed to sitting back and letting everything come to us. While there are many, many benefits to this, there are also many negatives. And one of the negatives is we have forgotten our connection with the larger community. We've forgotten our connection with the community at large, and even often from our very own families. So when I'm speaking of giving, because you might be thinking, are you talking about financial giving or giving of your time? So all ways that you can give is what I'm talking about. I will differentiate giving from tithing. I'll get there. But any kind of giving puts you in the flow with all good. How do I know this? Well, I know this because this is how creation itself operates. It's constantly giving to us. For instance, the entire system we live in, the world, the earth itself, gives us enough air to breathe. It gives us enough sun to keep us warm. It gives us the right environment to sustain. In other words, the earth itself is literally like mother. So when you hear the word Mother Earth, or you read about the indigenous traditions of the Americas say things like Mother Earth, it is not a metaphor. It is exactly how the earth gives to us, right? So the earth is always giving to us, and the earth is always sustaining itself and replenishing itself. You know, nothing stays static. Something is always dying away. Something is always born. Seeds are moved through the wind. The giving is always happening. Beauty, the way things bloom. So nature is always, always giving to us. So I know that creation can never be separate from the creator itself, himself, right? So as we think about that, think about giving puts you in the flow with all good, and that nature itself is a picture of this. Nature itself is a picture of perfect giving. In other words, nature gives expecting nothing in return. That's the type of giving I believe we're called to do. The same type of giving, the same way nature gives to us, is the way we're called to give. If we're giving, expecting something in return, it is not really a gift. It is a transaction. So if we are giving, expecting something in return, it is a transaction. It is not a gift. So true giving expecting nothing in return, puts us in the flow with all good. All giving is good. So the type of giving I'm thinking of is financial. Again, it is giving of your time and your gifts to your family, to those in need, to the greater community. So the benefits of giving too, I don't want to get much further before I forget to mention this, that the benefits of giving are huge, because when you give expecting nothing in return, it actually does set you up to receive. This is what's so amazing. So it's like you can give with great confidence, knowing that as you give, you are saying to the universe, I trust. You're saying to the universe, I have something to give, right? So every time you give, it is a statement of prosperity to the universe. Giving helps you feel worthy. Giving helps you feel worthy. In other words, you have something to give. It's really interesting as I reflect on my own life. My mother and my father both were big givers to the community, to people. When I say community, that sounds like they ran a community center. And what I mean is my parents gave to everyone. They gave to people at church. In other words, there was always an extra place at the dinner table. They helped friends, neighbors, find jobs. If a neighbor needed help on a repair, we'd help them and they would pay us with vegetables or groceries. You know, there was always some giving. And as I'm saying this, they never expected groceries or vegetables in return. They simply helped our neighbors because they were our neighbors. And we realized that we all needed each other to survive, right? That it was just what you do, you give to others. And because they were such givers, we always had a great deal of friends and many groups of people coming over. I remember when my father died, I was 18 years old. And when my father died, the church was so packed that a couple of people that were supposed to be attending the memorial had to go out in direct traffic. I mean, there was standing room only for his memorial. And there were some people that never made it in the building. There were so many people, hundreds of people packed into this tiny little church for my father's memorial. It was because of the way he gave. It was because of the way he gave. He gave to friends. He gave to neighbors. He gave to people he'd never seen before. One of the stories that really impacted me as a young child, we had driven down from Georgia to Florida, and we stopped at a little restaurant on A1A, and a gentleman came up to my father and said hello and kind of shuffled along. Now, when I say the word gentleman, I want to describe this man. That's how my dad described him, was a gentleman. And he was dirty from head to toe. It looked like he hadn't had a bath in 2 years. He was literally greasy. His shirt was tattered. His shorts were tattered. He had on no shoes. His feet were filthy. And he barely spoke. He just kind of nodded and, you know, as we went in. And as we were coming out of the restaurant, he was nearby. And my dad went up to him and said, "Sir, I think you dropped this." And he handed this man a $20 bill. And during those days, $20 went a lot further than it goes today. And I can tell you that that gentleman had not seen money like that, it seemed, in years. And my dad insisted on giving it to the man and telling him he must have dropped it. So not only did my dad give him money, he also gave him dignity, charity, and grace with that financial gift. I'll never forget the look in that man's eye. Now, as I'm saying all of this, obviously homelessness, people on the street, it's a very complicated issue. What I will say to you is, as you're guided, that is what's yours to do. Sometimes I give cash. Sometimes I feel like to give cash is enabling. So I trust my gut. I trust my conscience. I trust my inner guide. I trust my soul to guide that. What I can tell you is all giving is good. I don't think I could name the number of people that my dad helped over the years get jobs, that he gave financial support to, that he helped along the journey. And some of those people that he helped became lifelong friends and are in our lives even today, some 50 years later. Even though my father has long since passed, his giving and his goodwill has sustained me through my life in terms of relationships that matter. So I want you to think about, in what way are you giving to the community at large? And again, when I say community at large, I'm meaning, how are you giving to individuals outside of your own family unit? How are you giving to the larger society in which we live? And yes, how are you giving to your own family? Are you so disconnected that you're not giving to your family, to your friends on a regular basis? Friends, all relationships require a certain amount of giving. All relationships thrive on giving. Some relationships thrive on giving time. Some relationships thrive on acts of service. I'm starting to speak about now the five love languages. Some relationships thrive on giving gifts, right? So think about, how are you putting yourself in the flow with good, with all good, by giving? And by saying that, I'm not saying, oh, I'm trying to get something. I'm saying, if life doesn't seem to be working or you feel out of the flow, beginning to be a giver to life is how you put yourself in the flow, because giving is natural. Giving is a part of what our soul is designed to do. We see that Jesus the Christ gave his whole life to us and for us. So in what ways are you giving? In what ways are you giving? And oftentimes, you know, in the past, when I've spoken to congregations about this, it's really interesting, because when I talk to congregations, many people have come up to me later and said, well, if you're saying I need to give, does that mean I have to go sweep the floor for somebody? And I said, well, do you want to sweep the floor for somebody? Like, is sweeping something that lights you up? And they go, well, no, I hate sweeping. I said, well, then why would you give in that way? And they go, well, I thought if I had to give, it meant something I didn't want to do. And I said, oh, no, giving should be something that brings you joy. Right? So you can give of your gifted area. And I work with a lot of business professionals now, where nearly every person I work with one-on-one, and, you know, in a coaching setting, they are giving in their community where they work. In other words, they're mentoring, they are supporting, they are, you know, supporting the new generation coming into the workforce. And it's a way for them to give back and to give of themselves and to give of their experience, you know, to people coming into the workforce. They're often students that are in college or, you know, for the very first time entering the workforce. So it's another way to give, to mentor and things like that. So as I'm talking about giving, I don't mean giving something you don't want to give. As a matter of fact, giving from your joy really ensures aligning yourself with divine energy and divine purpose. Now, that said, when I give to my son or when I give to my family, sometimes I'm not excited about doing it, but I do it because it's the right thing to do. And when I do it, it puts me in the flow, and I know that. In other words, my giving activates the flow of good, because I'm saying I have enough, there is enough, and frankly, I am enough. As I said in the beginning, giving reminds me that I am worthy. It helps me to feel worthy. And when I give, I simply feel good, right? So giving activates the flow in a very similar way to tithing. But what I've noticed is that giving is usually giving to individuals of your gifts and talents. It's usually giving of your time to those you love and care for, or again, giving to the community at large in some way. So I hope you're with me, friends, and I hope you are considering, how am I giving to the community? Remembering, all giving is good. All giving is good. So first we're asking, am I giving? And then we're asking, well, where am I giving? And is there another place that I could be giving that would really support someone in need, that would really help somebody along the journey, and that would really support their journey forward? You know, in other words, if I gave, would it help them over this spot where they're kind of stuck right now? Remember, friends, that nature itself gives to us. Nature itself gives to us. And nature expects nothing in return. Of course, we want to nurture and care for the earth, most definitely, but the earth just gives. The earth just gives. God gives. So we see that to be in the flow of all good, we must be a giver to life. What I've learned about giving my gifts to is that anytime I show up to give, it gives me courage in the future to go outside of myself a little bit. Like I've extended myself recently to a couple of individuals, and it felt really good, because maybe in the past I wouldn't have felt quite like I had something to offer. Does that make sense? Like, I was really in my feelings about, well, what could this person need from me? And my guidance was give. My guidance was reach out and give a little support. And it was so appreciated. The giving was so fundamentally appreciated on like a cellular level. They felt lifted. They felt supported. And I didn't do very much, but I was just guided, reach out and give to this person in a little bit different way. I recently heard from a family member, and the family member was in need. And what I realized is that I've really given to this family member a lot in the past. And as he was asking for my help, I realized the best way I could give to him in this case was to not give anything and tell him I knew he could do it. And he could now be the giver to someone else. So I don't want to go into detail because it's a private situation with a family member, but I really upped my wisdom game on this situation, because my first instinct was, oh, what does he need? And then I said to myself, you know what? He has the potential. He has the power. My way of giving is believing in him to handle this situation. And not only did he do that, he also helped somebody else in the process. So that type of giving was different. You know, so we don't always want to give without any thought. Our giving should be tempered with wisdom. Our giving should be tempered with love, yes, and also knowledge and wisdom. If we're giving to somebody who is taking advantage of our giving, that's not appropriate giving. That's not giving, that's actually enabling. So this is why I wanted to do this topic, because I wanted to talk about the deeper aspects of giving that it's hard for me to do in a short message on a Sunday morning. And I feel like people that are listening to the podcast are deep, deep, deep in their spiritual journeys. Many of you are professionals, many of you are serving others. And when we're that type of folk where we like to give, we know giving is good. Sometimes we can give to the point of enabling. And I just want to lift that up for us to consider. It's something I continue to learn on my own journey about how am I to give, when, and to who, right? So it's a very important part of giving. The bottom line is, and I'll say this again, all giving is good, and giving is good for the soul. It's very simple. And I want to talk a little bit about giving versus tithing and how those are different. So over the years, I have worked with churches, with individuals one-on-one. I've worked with homeless people. I've worked with millionaires and even a billionaire. Right. So I've worked with all of society, basically, in one form or another. I've worked with retired people. I've worked with people that stay home with their kids. I've worked with, you know, go get them professionals. And what I know is that these principles are tried and true. So tithing is where we give 10% of all we earn to the place of our spiritual feeding. That is different from giving. Giving is charitable giving. And charitable giving for me is different from my tithe. Here's what I mean. I give every year, I give to a number of organizations. I give to the American Indian College Fund. I give to teachers and supporters of mine. I give to an organization called Kiva. It's a microfinance organization. I give to Orlando Minority Youth Golf Association. I give to a number of places, organizations, and individuals. That giving that I do is over and above my tithe. My tithe goes to my place of my spiritual feeding. Now, if I happen to be super inspired somewhere and reminded of the truth of who I am and I'm spiritually fed, well, it doesn't have to be a church. It can be an organization or an individual. But I don't take my tithe and say, well, I don't have enough, so I'm going to give my tithe over here to somebody in need. So if I'm giving to somebody in need, that is not a tithe. That is charitable giving. And that's wonderful. And what's so interesting is, When I teach the law of tithing, people often ask, well, if I give to my sister who needs help with her bills, is that tithing? I say, well, are you inspired to give? And they're like, no. You know, and they start laughing. They go, not exactly. That's not exactly how I'd say it. I said, your tithe goes to your sacred inspiration. Your tithe is like your thank you to the universe. And so if you take your tithe and give it somewhere else and give it to need, it's like saying to the universe, I want more need. This is the teaching as I learned it 30 years ago. It is the teaching I have practiced that long. And friends, I am telling you, it works. Give your tithe to your first fruits to God. That's what your tithe is. Giving is over and above your tithe. And so the way tithing stretches you, you know, to really trust God. What's amazing is giving really does activate the flow of good and keep you in the flow of good. So your tithing is simply what it desires to do. It's a discipline. And then the other giving is about saying, wow, I have so much. I have enough to share. I have enough to share. So giving puts you in the flow with all good. Giving is different from tithing, and we remember that all giving is good. So I want you to remember, friends, that giving of your time, giving of your gifts will bless you and all the people you serve. And my hope is you're going to be thinking about, am I giving to my family? Am I giving to my community in a way that I could be and should be? Because it is important to remember we are part of the larger whole, and that in fact, we are an integral part of our family and of the community at large. Giving helps you feel worthy. It lifts you up. It even gives you courage as you give your gifts, because it'll help you hone those gifts. It'll help you move forward in life in a way you might not have imagined. And in fact, you get all the benefit when you give, right? Put simply, giving is good for the soul, dear friends. My hope for you as you go throughout your week this week is think about how nature gives to you, how the earth itself, Mother Earth, gives to you and for you. Notice this. It's amazing how the earth is always giving, how God is always giving, always trying to bless us. I believe, dear friend, that you are called to be a giver to life in a new way. I'm always asking myself, how, God, can I be of service? How can I be a blessing? How can I be blessed? This is my hope and this is my purpose. So I'm going to lift you in prayer for all good, dear friend, in the coming week. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for your financial support. We have been so blessed in the last few months with your giving and with your support. And please know we are honored to serve your spiritual journey. We're honored to lift you up and support you as you move forward on this journey we call life. So blessings, dear friend, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible because of listeners just like you. If you would like to support the channel with your tax-deductible contribution on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. The Authentic Spiritual Journey is copyright 2023, Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission from RR Hot Publishing. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.
Thank you for listening to the show today, dear friends. I'm always happy to have you along the journey. If you're seeking deeper work, though, I'm going to invite you into one-on-one coaching with me. In my coaching work, I get to glean from my over 30 years of experience of working with individuals and leaders in the community on their spiritual journey. So I have a wealth of information that will help you along the journey, and it will be supportive. It will be supportive of your dreams, goals, and desires, but it will also be confrontive because I am going to help you confront those limiting patterns and beliefs and help you break through those aspects and move into looking at life in a more holistic way. So even though it will be confrontive and at times even challenging, you will learn to grow, you will learn to prosper, and you will evolve into the person you have always wanted to be. Friends, the answers lie within you, and I am so honored to help empower you to live that truth and that goodness in the world. If you want to learn more about coaching with me, simply go to CynthiaAliceAnderson.com and go to the coaching section for more information. That's CynthiaAliceAnderson.com and go to coaching. And I'll be happy to set up a one-on-one call so we can discuss how I can best support your journey. Thanks again for joining me today, dear friend, and blessings on the journey.